AFCON Rush is powered by ZaraFX, the global trading powerhouse.
Bonjour and welcome to AFCON Rush powered by ZaraFX. We are live in Abidjan and here to tell you how it all went down on the final day of the first round of matches in the group stage. 13 months after the 13th ranked team in the world lost the playoff game, they were to face the Typhoon Stars of Tanzania. Goals from Romain Saïss, Azzedine Unani and Youssouf El Nesri fired Morocco to a 3-0 win over Tanzania in a one-sided AFCON Group F opener. Saïss struck the first of three in the first half after a Hakim Ziyech speculative strike was parried away by Aishi Manula, the Simba goalkeeper. Despite their absolute dominance, Morocco had to wait until the unfancy Tanzanians were reduced to 10 men late in the second half. 7 minutes later, Morocco doubled their lead when Unani played a slick 1-2 with substitute Amin Adli before scoring a goal of classic simplicity. Moments later, El Nesri tucked in the third and became the first Moroccan to score at four different AFCON finals, as well as ensuring that Atlas Lions got off to a winning start. Unani deservedly won the man of the match. The golfing clash between the World Cup semi-finalists and the Minos, who have never won a match at the AFCON, was very clear. And then, the last game of the day was between Zambia and DR Congo, two former winners. Of course, there were only two games for yesterday. The points were shared between the two teams. Kings Kangwa opened scoring in the 23rd minute and ensured that we were without a 0-0 draw in the first 12 games of the first round at AFCON 2023. 4 minutes later, there was a return from Yohan Wisa, who got the equalizer and what would happen to be the final goal of the day. The second half failed to live up to expectations. And so, after 12 games, we've had 27 goals, which is quite remarkable. For context, last AFCON only produced 11 goals after the first 12 games in the first round of matches. Cote d'Ivoire, Cape Verde, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Mali and Morocco all topped their groups by virtue of their wins. What a rush!
Are you looking for a platform to trade and earn with convenience? Then think ZaraFX. ZaraFX is a global trading powerhouse envisioned to take trading to a whole new level. ZaraFX is also a multi-asset retail broker committed to offering a successful global trading adventure to everyone through powerful and innovative trading platforms, providing top-notch brokerage services to traders worldwide. We also offer a wide range of instruments across five asset classes, which include currencies, indices, commodities, metals, and cryptocurrencies. We are located at second floor, the Alpha Plaza Central Business District, Alausa, opposite Secretariat Bus Stop, Alausa, Ikeja, Lagos. For more info, please call 0816-987-0050 or go to www.zarafx.com.
ZaraFX, Global Trading Powerhouse.
Equatorial Guinea and Guinea-Bissau in what will be their first ever encounter. It's also the first time that any of the three Guineas in CAF, that's Guinea-Conakry, Equatorial Guinea and Guinea-Bissau, will face each other at the tournament. Equatorial Guinea surprised many by earning a point in their opening game against Nigeria, and this meeting with Guinea-Bissau presents them an opportunity to both remain unbeaten in four successive AFCON games for the first time and also score in three successive AFCON matches for the first time. Guinea-Bissau, still without a win at an AFCON tournament, had gone 88 shots and 797 minutes at the AFCON without scoring a goal since Bikete's 13th-minute strike against Cameroon in January 2017. And it's time to clear the coast because it's Ivory Coast versus Nigeria next. The tournament's hosts are back in action and the Elephants impressed in their opening game. It wouldn't be surprising to see them avoid defeat throughout the group stage. But they are definitely playing the Super Eagles. And this will be their 7th meeting at the AFCON. As things stand, they can't be separated. Of their 6 games thus far, they have won 2 each and drawn 2, scoring 5 goals each. Next up will be Ghana versus Egypt, another big clash. The two sides whose 2023 AFCON campaigns got up to a stuttering start in the first round of matches. This will be the fifth encounter between Egypt and Ghana at the AFCON. They have met three times previously in the group stages, one win each, one draw and two goals each, and once in the final, which Egypt won in 2010. 1-0, a strike from Mohamed Zidane. The four previous matches between Egypt and Ghana at the AFCON have produced only 5 goals. Both sides are in desperate need of a positive result after they failed to win their opening matches, surprisingly. Egypt have lost just one of their last 20 AFCON group stage matches, and the Black Stars have not lost their first two matches in a tournament since 1984, when they lost to Nigeria and Algeria. That definitely is going to be a crunch match. It comes up, of course, later in the day by 9 p.m. Nigerian time. Igwehemehe. All right, time now to dive into the camp of the Super Eagles. Well, the Super Eagles have dominated the headlines thanks to the strategy of opening their doors 2 days ago to journalists from all over the world. Well, yesterday was the customary pre-match press conference, and Coach Jose Pizarro took time again to talk about Sadiq Umar and the shock of seeing Sadiq Umar listed by his team for a Copa del Rey clash last night. Well, let's hear from some of the team members, starting off with Fulham right-back Ola Aina, who has told Nigerians to expect an interesting and exciting game today, while also calling on Nigerians to stand by them or stand back.
Okay, what do you have to say to the fans ahead of Thursday?
Let's all be excited. That's what I have to say. Let's all be excited. It's going to be a fantastic game, as everyone knows. They've got a good team, we've got a good team, so it'll be a spectacle.
How about those who have written you off, that you couldn't beat the small boys, now the elephants?
Those that have written us off?
Yeah.
When we succeed, don't come back.
When we succeed, don't come back.
Don't come back.
Interesting there for a man who has a bronze medal to boast of, by the way. Ola Aina was part of Ghana Draw's 2019 bronze medal winning squad. Next off, we hear from one man who also has a medal around his neck, but this time the gold medal, Kenneth Omero, the Kasim Pasha defender. Well, Kenneth was not featured in the first game, but obviously still plays a leadership role in the team. Well, sort of like one of the deputy captains of the side. He says he would prefer not to think about a final or the mantra, let's do it again, but instead focus on one game at a time, as this is what helped them back in 2013 under the late Stephen Keshi.
This is a similar setup in 2013, you know, through our first game, went on to win it. Is there anything that tells you that we can do it again?
Yeah, it's just that feeling, you know, it brings back the feeling of 2013. But at the same time, for me, I don't want to think about doing it again. I want us to focus on the next game and the game after. Because in 2013, we didn't come out to say I want to go and win the tournament. We're just there to compete and play each game as it comes. And at the end of the day, we won the tournament.
Do you remember scenes from that game? Quite exciting. And especially with Vincent Deyama lifting up the referee after the final whistle. That was a moment. Well, Omero says don't think about the final, but Coach Jose Pizarro wants to win the final.
I want to win the AFCON.
You want to win the fourth?
I want to win the AFCON. There are very good teams. I say they want to win, not for arrogance. Because I expect Senegal, very good team. Cote d'Ivoire, but Marrocos, they play very well in the World Cup. Senegal was champion. Cote d'Ivoire is a good team and play in the home. More 7 or 5 candidates. Okay, I expect them. Without arrogance, you want to win the AFCON. We have players and quality for it. Need organization, demand, commitment, like you showed last match. If you keep that way, you go far.
Interesting one from the Portuguese, talks about arrogance. Okay, well, he also talked about what's going on in the goalkeeping department. I asked him if Stanley Nwabali is his new number one goalkeeper. Well, here was his response.
I believe in Stanley, Ozo and Dojo. Okay, now Stanley play. If you play well, you play well. Okay, I play well, but please. When Stanley will do the first mistake in the official match, don't kill him, please. Don't kill him. because sometimes no one goalkeeper can play for our goalkeeper, our national team. Is the main point, okay? So you can do mistakes. All goalkeepers do mistakes, or not only our goalkeeper. I hope you don't do mistakes for next match, of course.
Okay, oh, I tell you, I don't hear. Oh, maybe I don't hang the guy. Oh. Obviously, no one is killing anybody, right? It looks like Jose Pizarro has stylishly told us who will be in goal later today. He's not praying for any mistakes from the young man. Well, we wish Stanley Wabali all the best. He hasn't had the great of starts to his Super Eagles career, but somehow the coaches believe in him and we want to believe in him as well. Well, it is confirmed that Alhassan Youssouf, the Royal Antwerp of Belgium midfielder, is out of today's encounter and could be potentially out of the final encounter in the group stage against Guinea-Bissau. We'll just keep our fingers crossed and pray for him to get well soon. But while Alhassan Youssouf is out, Victor Osimhen is certainly in and took part in training yesterday to the delight of many who had feared the worst for the African king of football. On the Ivorian side, Sebastian Haller might be fully fit to play against Nigeria after picking up an injury. Well, is it a part that we pray that he doesn't get well? Well, we want to see an exciting game, just like Ola Aina has said. For Ghana, they're yet to probably have their best player at the moment. Mohamed Kudus is another player still battling to get fit in time to represent his country, and it looks like a doubt for the Egypt game as well. In other news, Tanzania's Darin Alarakia, who plays for Willstone FC in the National League of England, which is a fifth tier of English football, was subbed off after just 38 minutes. Similarly, he was unable to cope with the intensity of the game. Darin, born in England, made his Tanzania debut earlier this month. Oh boy, African football. It will humble you. And we also hear that Morocco moved with 200 journalists to cover their team, all expense paid. Well, they refused to stay in the hotel cab provided for them and decided to accommodate at a beach in Ivory Coast. Ha, see, flexing. Well, Morocco looked like a team on a mission where they got the joint highest win margin in this first round of matches. Of course, the other is Senegal, who beat Gambia by 3-0. Now, what do they talk? No grief for anybody. And we hope that at Super Eagles, no go grief for Cote d'Ivoire today. The streets will be painted orange for sure, and the stadium will be more than the 8,500 that we saw in Nigeria's game against Equatorial Guinea. Of course, the hosts are back at the Alassane Ouattara Stadium, and all eyes would be on that big game. Do stay tuned right here to get in swingers and a build up to that game. Plus, make sure you're following on all Comfort FM social media handles, all Mighty George social media handles, and also for Soccer Bites and Zara FX, who are our partners in this package. Well, I remain Mighty George, Mr. Dependable, and I'll keep doing the business of swinging in all the stories right here from the 34th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations. Abidjan is fine, it's peaceful, only say money not today, my pockets. Last, we go day all right. Thanks for listening and catch you next time. Au revoir, merci beaucoup, what a rush.
AFCON Rush is powered by Zara FX, the global trading powerhouse.